Well, hello, my beautiful people. I know it's been a minute, and I'm truly not going to apologize. The past 3 weeks of my life have been honestly terrible. I've lost some really great people. I have grown quite a bit. I have thrived. I have struggled. Two weeks ago was very, very difficult for so many reasons. It just seemed like when it rains, it pours. And it felt like I could actually say, like, holy shit, when it rains, it pours. Typically, I can't agree with that statement because I'm like, oh, it's just like one thing. No, it was like a thing a day. Like, it was fucking ridiculous. And that's why this podcast is titled what it is. But let me catch you up. So the reason that you haven't gotten a podcast is because truly I haven't had the mental capacity to sit here and talk about what's going on in my life, because it's been that hard for me to think about twice. And I feel like that's perfectly acceptable for me to be like, nope, I can't do it. And I don't want to do it. And so to avoid coming on here and trauma dumping, I was like, nope, we're going to take a second. We're going to figure out what Josephine needs to do, take care of Josephine first, and then the work will still be there when I get back. So that's what I did. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. The week before everything went crazy, I was having a hard time. I was having a hard time concentrating. I went to the ER because I had gotten such a bad anxiety attack that I had heart palpitations. I had my whole left arm go numb. I could have sworn I was having a heart attack. It was just a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of unknown, a lot of fear, a lot. That being said, the next week was worse. Not anxiety wise, because truly some of the things that happened got rid of a lot of my anxiety. But one thing that I noticed was that sometimes I am my own worst enemy. And sometimes I'm also my guardian angel. And timing's a bitch, but there's a reason that it happened. That being said, after anxiety attacks and all that stuff, I had a decent week. And then I ended up having to separate my ways officially with Kai. I have learned that no matter what, whenever it comes to relationships, friendships, whatever. It's a weird noise. I don't know where it's coming from. But whatever it is, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, so on and so forth, it never ends peacefully. Like, everything in my life just seems to bring a lot of drama. It's always a big fight or a big thing or a big something. And I'm not saying that I'm not a part of it. I'm not saying that I'm not the reason that everything in my life can't go just like calm, cool, collective. I'm not that kind of person, so why would it? But him and I got in a really, really big fight. We decided to separate our ways, and we have not spoken since. I said my piece, he said his piece, and we've stayed in our lanes. I have stayed here in downtown. I don't know where the fuck he's at, and truly, I don't care. I can't care. If I do, then I will call him. And the last thing we need to do right now is that. I don't know if him and I will ever speak again. I don't know anything, and I don't want to know right now. Truthfully, it hurts a little too much to think about it, so I'm going to give myself that time. Within that week, however, him and I split ways on Tuesday. I received my stuff on Wednesday. Did we split our ways Tuesday or Monday? I think it was Tuesday. Wednesday, he gave me back my stuff. He had my apartment key for convenience purposes of just like getting up here, making my life easier so I didn't have to go downstairs. And then he had a parking pass, so he had free parking whenever he came over for meetings and stuff. And then he had some samples from a client that I needed back. And all of this was returned to me in a way that I didn't appreciate, but was returned nonetheless. And then Thursday was a hellish day at my 9-to-5. It seemed like everybody, it seemed like the world was just crumbling around me and I just couldn't breathe. I wanted to call in. I wanted to not be there. I wanted a breather and I didn't feel like I could get one. Mind you, last Monday I called in because I didn't feel well. So that was fun. I didn't feel well. I stayed home and I literally slept a majority of my day. It was unreal how much I slept. I appreciated the sleep so frickin' much. It was not even funny. And Friday, everything was semi-calm. I was going to New York that next week, so I was prepping for that. Just trying to figure out what the fuck I was gonna wear. It was just a lot all at once. Saturday, I went shopping. All was well. Or was it Saturday? What did I do Saturday? Saturday, I didn't go shopping. I went shopping on Sunday. Something crazy happened on Saturday. Is my brain just not allowing me to remember it? Like, I don't understand. What was I doing on Saturday? I don't know. I know the entire weekend was booked out. Like, I could not breathe with how much shit I had to do. I ended up going shopping Sunday. I skipped an entire, like, I'd gotten invited to a stylist, like, birthday thing. I skipped that entire thing because mentally I didn't want to go to Soho House. Soho House is, you know, a popular club around here, not like dance club, but like social club, that you can pay an ungodly amount to be a part of. And honestly, that's Kai's territory. I'm gonna let him have that. I don't want to be a part of it that bad. I'm not willing to wreck my mental health and my anxiety every time I walk in there, worried that I'm gonna see him. So I didn't go. And that might have been kind of chickenish of me, but it was very, very fresh that him and I had our fight, and I didn't want to. I didn't want to. I really didn't care to go to it that bad in the first place. I didn't have an outfit picked out. I didn't feel good going. So I went shopping for New York, and on my way back, I went and we got Earth Cafe, me and Sarah did. Got Earth Cafe, ate, and then I went to go home, but I went to go grab gas. And on the way to get on the freeway, I got in a wreck. So that was fun. I was in a wreck a year ago. So it's officially my second Thanksgiving with a rental car. Fun. But I got in a wreck. And they didn't have any identification, insurance, nothing. So that was so enjoyable. And then from there, we had Monday. Monday was tough. We were going to New York, Sarah and I were. We missed the plane by 2 minutes. Had to buy flights to get to New York because we had already paid for the hotel and it was non-refundable. We had already gotten reservations and they were also non-refundable. Like, there was a lot of shit and a lot of money that it was like, you know what, just we'll get a flight. We'll just fucking get there somehow. We got a flight. We got there. New York was fun. I was tired emotionally, mentally, physically. I was exhausted and I didn't feel like I could really catch up. I was having a really hard time in New York because I was truly feeling like a lot of emotional pain. Like, I was in a lot of pain. I just wanted someone to fucking hold me. Like, I was wanting to cry so fucking bad. And I had not cried this entire week, like, not when I got in the wreck. Not at all. Like, I literally, it was just hit after hit, and I was fucking bruised, guys. Like, it was bad. And the last night we were in New York, I remember being on the phone with Spirit because I needed to know, like, for some reason we weren't able to check in with our flights. And mind you, like, my boss had paid for our flights. So I was trying to figure out why we weren't being able to check in on our flight back. They said it was because we didn't make it on the first flight, so they didn't know if we had made it back, so they just canceled the entire trip. And I was like, nope, I need my flight back. So they reinstated the flight. Everything was fine. And, but in the meantime, on hold with Spirit, Sarah came over and gave me a hug, and I sobbed on her shoulder. I was so upset. I'm still upset. But it's just like, financially, shit's been tough. Mentally, emotionally, everything. It's just, it's been fucking hard. And then I went out for Halloween. It was kind of a bust, but I went out for Halloween, got to enjoy myself there, got to have fun. And then Monday, Halloween day, I was trying to get some stuff done, and Sarah had texted me and asked me about the apartment that her and I have been looking at, and the one that I've been telling you guys about that I've been so excited to try and move into. And unfortunately, inflation has hit me like a truck, and I cannot move out right now. I love the apartment. I also love my apartment, and I am understanding that I have student loans coming up and car insurance coming up and a lot of stuff coming up that I cannot afford while increasing my rent. At the current state I'm in, even with these side hustles and everything else, at the current state I am in, I am unable to make that happen. That being said, I had to break the news to my best friend. I told her. She was upset, as expected. And her and I haven't spoke since I broke the news. Honestly, this is the longest that we've went without talking to each other since we probably met each other, like, officially and became friends. It's been a lot. And it's a moment that I really realize I have nobody. And I hate to be a Debbie Downer in this podcast, but, like, I don't have anybody. I don't have anybody that I can depend on no matter what happens, no matter what I say, no matter what I do. I don't have anyone. I mean, someone that I swore was the love of my life is no longer in my life, and I don't know if they ever will be again. My best friend isn't talking to me. My other best friend is in school and busy, and I'm busy, and I have been disappointing myself and my boss at work, and I feel like I am like one more big thing from a mental breakdown, truly. I'm in a lot of pain. And it's pain that I can't explain to anyone else. I don't truly understand it myself. I don't know. I just don't know. And I created this episode title on the way up from my car about 2 days ago. And I named it, Babe, Stop Lying to Yourself. Because at the end of the day, I had to stop lying to myself. I had to stop lying to myself saying that I can afford things that I can't. I had to stop lying to myself saying that somebody was meant to be something that they weren't. I had to stop lying to myself saying that I just had to stop. I have a tendency to want things so bad that I come up with so many reasons to why they should happen. And never take into account the one reason it can't. And I've started a series on TikTok called it's like the road to no longer people pleasing. Because I was talking to my mom, as one does. I was talking to my mom, and I was like, Mom, this is what I did. And she said, okay. Well, in all fairness, since the age of 14, you have sat there and only cared about what other people want you to do. It's never been, what does Josephine want? What does Josephine need? How does Josephine do best? It's been, what does everybody else need? And Josephine will just roll with the punches. Do you know how unfair that is to you? Like, you made a decision for yourself today. You made a decision for yourself last week. Whenever someone on your team offered to continue working until the projects were finished, and you said, no, I think it's best if we end things now. Knowing that all it did was bring extra stress. All that teammate did was bring extra stress. And it's not for the fact that they weren't a good worker, and it's not for the fact that you didn't do well in managing. It's for the fact that y'all cared about each other. Y'all still fucking loved each other. And that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Not whenever you're sitting there and it's like you're both trying to move on. You can't work together like that. It's not fair. I have a tendency to lie to myself, and that's why I'm telling you to stop. Because all it does is push you farther and farther back. You don't grow, you don't increase any sort of love anywhere in your life. And at the end of the day, that is all that it is. That is all life is just love in different areas. It's love for yourself. It's love for other people. It's love for your friends, for your partner. It's love for everyday moments. It's love for coffee in the morning or a rainy day or a moment whenever you can look outside and it just looks a little chilly. At the end of the day, all that life is just little moments of joy and happiness, and that's what it should be. And if it's not, then how are you gonna fix it? Quit lying to yourself and saying that you can't fix it. Quit lying to yourself and saying you can't control it. Quit lying to yourself and saying that you can't put up your fucking Christmas tree right now because it makes you happy. Quit lying to yourself and saying that you shouldn't text them because they're not interested in you. Text them. Truly, if they're not interested, they'll fucking tell you. Quit worrying about what people think. Wear what you want to wear. Say what you want to say. Think what you want to think. Put your voice out there even whenever everyone's telling you to shut the fuck up. Do you know how many times that people have told me to shut the fuck up without actually telling me to shut the fuck up in the past 6 years of my life, and every fucking time I look at them and say whatever I want to say? Do you know how many times I get belittled because I put my Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving? Because it makes me happy? Do you know how much shit I get because sometimes whenever I'm stressed, all I do is listen to Christmas music because I know it'll help me calm down? Do people give me shit because I don't know how to properly control my anxiety just yet? I'm working on it. Do people give me shit for the fact that I work too fucking much, or that I do too much, or that I'm trying to do everything? Yeah. People tell me to shut up pretty consistently. And every time they say that, it makes me just a little bit louder. Every fucking time. It never fucking fails. I am always going to sit there and be a little bit louder. Because if you want me to shut up, it's because you want me to you want to control me. You want to do something. Like, unless you're telling me to shut up because I'm saying something mean or I'm saying something stupid, then at that point, okay. But truly, if it's on my mind and I feel the need to say it, then there's a very good chance it's not mean and it's not stupid. Because I'm also not an idiot. I'm gonna think about things 12 times through before I actually say them. And you're the same way. You think of things at least 3 times before you say them. And then you say them. So who in the fuck can tell you what you should say? I was talking to my mom today. As you can tell, I talk to her semi-frequently now. I was talking to my mom today. And I was telling her how I was nervous about a situation that someone close to me has gotten into. I said, Mom, I'm worried. She says, why are you worried? I said, because what she is doing is exactly what I did before I knew that someone was abusing me. And she said, what do you mean? And as we all know, trigger warning, I'm going to be talking about abusive relationships. As we all know, I was in an abusive relationship in high school, physically, emotionally, mentally, all the fucking above. I was raped. With that being said, I'm very nervous about the specific person in my life because they are doing the same exact things that I did at that age. And not the same exact things, but things to the same tenacity. And it's concerning. Because right now they look like a great person. Right now they look like just the love of your life, and truly they're not going to do anything to hurt you. Until you say no. Until you say, actually, I don't want to do that. Until you say, no, I don't think that's a good idea. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's a handprint on your face. Or you're doing something you didn't want to do with tears in your eyes, asking them to stop. At the end of the day, I know that makes me such a pessimist. It makes me someone that doesn't see the positive in the world anymore. And I promise you, with this guy, I want to see everything great about him and hope that he is not hurting one of my closest people. I hope he's not. But I know she is just like me. I know she is just like me. And she loves with her whole body, no questions asked. And that breaks my heart. Because my mom has always told me, if you expect people to love you the same way you love them, or just as much as you love them, you will be forever disappointed. She's told me that since I was itty bitty, because I used to cry whenever people step on spiders. I was sobbing at 9 years old because everybody was saying that China was starving. I truly have a heart too big for me sometimes. And that's why whenever I fall for someone, I fall so hard. It's why I see Endgame every fucking time, because that's my goal, is Endgame. What I've had to tell myself and what I've had to stop lying to myself about recently is that I need to be alone. I need to feel every single bit of this. I need to heal. I need to breathe. I need to work. I need to take care of myself. I need to get back into my exercise regimen that I loved. I need to take care of me. And that could take a year, that could take 3 months, that could take 6 months, that could take 6 years. I don't know. And I truly don't care. What I do know is that I have to take care of me first. And me sitting here lying to myself and saying that I don't, that I can handle it, that I can just keep moving, is so fucking unfair. It's unreal. It literally makes me sick to my stomach at the fact that I think like that every now and then. I know that coming out here and living by myself and, you know, making something for myself here in LA was not going to be easy. I knew it was going to be tough. I knew it was going to fucking hurt. I knew that I was going to cry too many times. What I didn't know is that I am a lot stronger than I thought I was. I have gotten through a lot more than I thought I would. I found money where money didn't exist. I have found friends where friends don't exist. I have found a lot out here. No matter how much it hurt whenever those things left my life sometimes, I found a lot out here. And I'm excruciatingly happy a majority of the time. But it's like a highest highs and lowest of lows. And it hurts whenever you know that you don't have anyone you can go to, per se. It's like all of your lifelines have just been ripped out of you. There's people I used to go to for comfort, and I've recently told myself I need to start coming to myself for comfort. I need to talk myself down. I need to take a breather for myself. I need to figure it out for myself. I have to quit calling people whenever I need someone to just talk me off of a ledge and like get me to stop crying or whatever it may be. Because I don't call people sobbing anymore. I don't call people having a mental breakdown. I don't call people whenever something bad happens. I call them after the fact and tell them what occurred. But if I think about where I was sitting a year ago today and where I am right now, those are two totally different people. A year ago, I was painting pumpkins, watching The Nightmare Before Christmas, and putting up a Christmas tree with someone that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. And today, I went to work, worked my ass off, came home, deep cleaned my apartment that I had been living in that was literally horrendously dirty, put up my Christmas tree and all of my other Christmas decorations, started on my laundry, and sat here to talk to you guys. I'm not the girl that was sitting in front of this computer a year ago at all. I'm completely different, and I've never been more grateful to be this different. That girl was miserable and had no clue. That girl was in so much pain and had no clue. And it's not that she was in pain and needed to know. She felt happy. She felt secure. She felt loved, cared for, appreciated. There was no question. She was happier than she thought she'd ever been. As my mother said, I'm about to step into the year of Josephine. Truly, this is the year that I have really created for myself, and I have cut ties with anybody that isn't bringing value to my life. I have not even value. I don't even like to say it like that. Like, I've cut the ties that needed to be cut, and they've needed to be cut for a while. Truly. I have done a lot of soul searching in the past week, and it feels like someone walking around with a flashlight in like this very, very dark hallway. And I posted a TikTok and I was like, you know, like, the sound is great. Hold up, let me pull it up, because the sound is, it just hits home. And it makes so much sense.
One of the most frustrating emotions for a good woman is when she goes numb. Because one side of her has so much love to give, and the other side of her is so used to not receiving the same love she has to give. So at the same time, she's emotional, while she's also emotionless. One of the most frustrating emotions.
So that sound honestly puts into everyday words how I felt for the past month. Numb is the only word I can use to describe the ache. I put on a smile and a pretty dress to go out and do a complicated makeup look and drink more than I should and just try to make the numbness go away for a second. Whenever you're feeling everything, feeling numb is something that you beg for. You beg for it. I vividly remember going through my heartbreak with my long-distance boyfriend from Arkansas, and I was sobbing consistently, and I was just begging to go numb. Because I was like, you know what? I'll feel a lot fucking better if I just stop feeling. If I just stop feeling, if I don't have to fucking stress about it, if I don't have to sit here and cry another tear, I swear to God, I'm about to go blind. I wanted to go numb so bad to feel functional again. And now, after a lot of pain in 2022, I am numb. Someone could tell me horrific news right now, and I can't guarantee that I would have an emotion. And that's really sad. It's really unfortunate. It's not very Josephine-y by any means. It really breaks my heart, even more than it's already broken. I am waiting at this point. I'm putting in the work, and I'm waiting for my happy-go-lucky muchness of Josephine to come back. Because God, I miss her. And she shows up every now and then, but in little spurts, because her little social battery goes out quick. And truly, the world's just a little too tough for her right now. The world's a little too tough for the girl in Alma, Arkansas that was called Happy Girl. It's a little too tough for who my mom would always call Alice whenever my muchness was there. It's a little too tough for the girl that dances in the rain and the girl that believes that everyone is an amazing fucking human. The world's a little too tough for me right now. A little too tough for her. So until the world feels like it's calmed down a little bit, she's gonna stay where she needs to stay, which is protected in a little box in my heart. Until then, it's me. Honestly, in all of my pictures, I took pictures while I was in New York, pictures on Halloween, pictures. And I don't know if one time I had a true smile. You can see in my eyes that I don't feel well. You can see that I'm upset. And even in this podcast, sitting here talking, I've teared up at least 3 times, but not a single tear has fallen. And it's not because I don't want to cry. God, I wish I could. I feel like I'd feel so much better if I just fucking sobbed right now. Can't explain to you how badly I want to cry. I'm praying that a sad song just hits me in the right spot later. I don't know. I don't. And this is me not lying to myself. This is me understanding and giving myself grace at the fact that I've been through a lot of shit in the past 3 weeks. That emotionally, I've dealt with a lot of shit. Financially, I've had to find money that doesn't fucking exist. I've done a lot of shit this week. I've done a lot of shit in the past month. Every fucking ounce of it has sucked. All of it has sucked. I can't say that it's been alright or it's been an enjoyable ride, because I'd be fucking lying to your face right now. Because it sucked immensely. That being said, it's all about the journey, right? It's what people keep telling me. Enjoy the journey. The journey is what's going to be what you enjoy. The journey is what everybody forgets about. The journey, the journey, the journey. I hope that I look back at myself a year from now and I'm sitting here talking to you guys and I'm like, you know what? She was going through it. That poor baby. But look at us now. Look at what we're doing now. My boss had us write a letter to ourselves right before I went to New York. And this letter made me emotional, and I wasn't prepared for it too, because as I mentioned, I haven't really been emotional recently. She said write a letter to yourself in 12 months, and it's like you're talking to yourself like you've already accomplished all the things that you want to accomplish by next year. So this is what I wrote. I encourage you to write it too. Honestly, it was very eye-opening for me. Mine was career-based, but for everyone, it really just depends. Like, if you're wanting to talk more about your love life or talk about just life in general, do that. But writing a letter to yourself in a year really shows how much you believe in yourself to get done in a year. So here we go. Letter to yourself in 12 months. To me, God, my parents, anyone that will listen. Look at that. Look at you. You're sitting here in your dream apartment. After everything that we've been through in the past 4 years of living in Los Angeles, independent from everything you know, you are making numbers that you never imagined, have made friends that you thought were only real in movies, and are pushing yourself to get better every single day. You're planning 5 weddings in 2024 as the bridal belle and are now a household name in the industry. You've launched B2B and make money in your sleep. You've grabbed your 3 clients a month for Jury Apparel production and have 5 employees at Jury Apparel and are looking at factories to start building up. You design for people you never thought you would know. You develop marketing plans for startups and your favorite businesses because that's one of your passions. You're in the startup phases of Jay Anastasia. The bridal belle pulls in streams of income that you didn't know existed. And you truly love every single second you are alive. You are resilient, you are strong, and I need you to know that you made each one of those people that ever believed in you proud. Congrats, girlie. You're living in what you always imagined, and if nobody's said it yet, I'm really proud of you. That's something else I've noticed I've started doing, is talking to myself, knowing that I'm talking to a very fragile person. My laundry's done. Sometimes I feel like that exterior girl boss, per se, gets a little too much limelight. She gets a little bit too much of the spotlight. She doesn't really deserve all that hype. She's kind of a cold-ass bitch. That being said, whenever I'm talking to myself, I always imagine myself talking to the hyper feminine, soft life, gets massages, goes to Pilates, brunch on a Tuesday life. Not that I need someone to take care of me, but that my businesses are doing what they're supposed to do, which is work for me and me not have to work. But that's who I imagine myself talking to. I'm talking to all stages of her. I'm talking to the little girl that was so excited to dress up as Cinderella whenever she went to Disney World, but she was freaking 9 years old and everybody else in that salon was a toddler, but your parents couldn't afford it whenever you were a toddler, so you get to experience it when you're 9 and you can't fucking breathe. You're so excited. And the girl that was so excited on her 14th birthday to be in Dallas and to be able to get an American Girl doll because, once again, your parents couldn't afford it like all the other girls in your town. And so you just ran with it and got the off-brand toys and all that kind of stuff until one of these days when you were 14 years old, you finally got one. Or whenever you're 16 and you're just so excited to be able to run around and do what you want and have a job and feel a little bit more independent. Whenever you're 17 and you have the flu on your birthday and your boyfriend won't come visit you and you're so fucking pissed because you feel like shit and your mom rolls down the front driveway in a Camaro that you've always dreamed of having. Or when your 18th birthday comes around and your boyfriend at the time is singing y'all's song, dancing under lights in the backyard of his house. The girl that was broken when that relationship ended, even though she knew it was for the best. The girl that was hopelessly in love with her college sweetheart, per se. And he looked her in the eyes at one point and said, "Sometimes I think that I believe in your success more than you do, because you'd be perfectly okay with me staying exactly how I am and not changing at all. Not evolving, not becoming something better." I'm talking to a girl that's been through a lot and truly hasn't told very many people what she's been through. People know snippets. People understand the here and there. People don't know it all. Because you don't let them. So why lie to yourself? You're the only one that knows. You're the only one that gets it. You're the only one that understands you better than anybody else. So why the fuck are you letting them tell you what to do? Why the fuck are you letting them decide your truth? Quit lying to yourself and tell yourself the truth. What do you want? How do you feel? What do you want to say? Make your voice heard in your own life and in somebody else's life, because God, they probably need to hear your voice. There's some things that people in my life have said that have broke me. And there's some things that people have said that have built me. Unfortunately, they're usually synonyms. Like, for example, I'll never forget whenever my aunt looked at me across the table on a Saturday night at my Nana's house. It was about 8-ish. Me and Caitlin were probably 16, 17 years old. Not 17, probably 16, 15, 16. I decided I wanted to go to FITM. And she said, "Well, who wants a girl from Arkansas in fashion?" 3 years later, she was asking me to make dresses for her kids. And then I had a boyfriend that told me I wasn't gonna make it. That whenever I told him that I had gotten accepted to FITM, dropped his stuff in front of him and said, "Well, what about me? What about us?" No congratulations, no good job, no I'm so happy for you. It was straight up, "What about me?" And then we had a man in my life that I looked to for words of wisdom every now and then. I was sitting there drinking a seltzer that I didn't know was a seltzer, and neither did he. It's a funny story now. But sat there, was talking to him, and he said, "Well, if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. But at the end of the day, whatever's supposed to happen will happen. And you have to trust in that." I also vividly remember my last conversation with my long distance boyfriend. And he sat there and said that I was a great person, that he loved me dearly, that it just didn't work. And at the end of the day, I was better off without him. And then I move into the next guy that convinced me I had hung the moon and the stars for him. And he looked at me and he said that he thinks he believes in my success more than I do sometimes, because I just want him to be okay. And then he told me I'd be better off without him, that I'd be more successful, that at the end of the day, he has no doubt that I will be successful, that I will be someone in this industry worth knowing. I've had a boss look at me and tell me I'm not good at bridal. Then I've had another boss look at me and tell me that not only can I run two companies, but that I've helped her run hers and make hers better. I've learned to listen to people. And honestly, if a phrase that they say sticks out, remember that shit for life. Because there's a reason that it sticks out. There's a reason that I remember my aunt looking at me when I was whenever I was 14 years old, telling me that I can't do something. Because I can. What is meant for you will be for you. But at the end of the day, you have to stop lying to yourself to be able to get what you actually want. You have to be okay with it. You have to be okay with accepting the fact that you're not in complete control all the fucking time. And although it hurts. And if anybody understands how bad it hurts, it's me. Because I fucking hate not having control of everything in my life. It hurts. It's gonna hurt real bad. Real bad. But if anybody can handle it, it's you. I love you so much. Have a great day, night, week, whatever it may be. And there's another episode coming right after this one.